May the Lord bless us.
现在我们一同打开哥林多前书第十五章。
We want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians 15.
我们读十二节一直到第十七节的圣经。
From verses 12 to 17.
跟哥林多前书第十五章。我们从十二节一直念到第十九节。我们一同开始来读。既传基督是从死里复活的，怎么在你们中间有人说没死人复活的事？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为上帝枉做见证，因为我们见证上帝是叫基督复活。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们人在罪中，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，求主赐福我们每一个人，用你至圣的真道发出生命的光，照耀我们的内心，照耀我们的灵性，照耀我们的思想，照耀我们的生活，使我们可以笃信不疑，靠着主你的恩典到你面前领受你数天的智慧，在基督复活里面我们看到真正的盼望。求主听我们的祷告，我们恭敬把讲你翻译的交托给你，愿主一位的灵在我们众位心中做工，你与我们同在，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们
阿们。
我们今天你普世所有信主的人一同庆祝耶稣复活。
Together with all the Christians that believe in Jesus Christ, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ today.
复活节是初期教会整年里面最重要最大的节期。
Easter was the most important festival for the early church.
今天有很多人把圣诞节当作是最大最重要的节期。
Today many of us consider Christmas to be most important.
圣诞节是道成肉身，上帝来到人间。
Christmas is God incarnate, the Word coming to the light.
复活节是肉身受害，得胜死亡，把新的生命赐给人类。
But Easter gives us new life when there's victory over physical death.
耶稣基督降生就是为了要能死，为了表明他要得胜死亡。
Jesus Christ was born to die to show us that he can have victory over death.
基督是神而不是人。
Because if Christ is God and not man,
他就没有死的可能。
It is not possible for him to die.
上帝是不能死的。
Because God cannot die.
基督如果死了没有复活。
And if Christ was dead and not resurrected,
就跟其他的普通人一样，没有分别了。
He would be the same as any normal person.
所以基督从死里面复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ
就显明他是上帝。
Show us that He is indeed God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
基督是神也是人。
So Christ is God and man.
基督若不是人，就没有可能死。
If he is not man, he would not die.
基督若不是神，就没有可能复活。
And if he is not God, he will not be resurrected.
神人二性的基督。
Jesus Christ is the God-man.
才可以成为独一的中保。
And he therefore can be our mediator.
神与人的中间。
Between God and man.
代表人的罪受死。
To represent the sin of man and die.
代表神的生命赐下盼望。
And give us hope on representation of God.
基督死是为担当我们的过犯。
The death of Christ is for our transgressions.
基督复活是要我们可以得到称义。
His resurrection justifies us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在所有的宗教里面根本没有这个观念。
This concept is absent from all other faith.
人堕落的理性没有办法想出什么叫做复活。
The fallen reason cannot come out with the resurrection.
我们只有可能想到永生不朽的另外一个生活。
We may imagine an immortal life for the future.
我们可能想到死以后继续存在的灵魂。
We may think about spirit that continue to live after death.
但我们从来没有办法在堕落的理性思考中间 猜想到死以后有复活的可能。
But in our fallen reason, we cannot imagine that there is a resurrection after death.
在所有的宗教经书里面，你都不会找到这样的观念。
You will not find this concept in all religious scriptures.
人只有不朽的观念。
We only have the concept of immortality.
人只有永恒的观念。
The concept of eternity.
人只有灵魂不灭的观念。
The concept that the spirit will not die.
人只有死后继续存在的观念。
A concept that life carries on after death.
但是人没有死了以后身体完全再复活过来的观念。
But there is this no concept that our physical body will be resurrected.
这就如果曾经闪烁，曾经有一些出现的话。
Maybe there's a glimmer of such concepts.
不能构成信仰。
But it is not enough to form a faith.
构成迷信的一部分。
It only becomes part of superstition.
在神话学里面。
And so in mythology,
有一些谈到关于死而活的事情。
There are some description of resurrections.
埃及古代的宗教里面有这种传说。
In ancient Egyptian religion,
但是从来不成为信仰的系统。
But these concepts are not enough to form a faith.
这本圣经跟所有的经书不同的地方。
The difference between this Bible and all other scriptures.
里面隐藏着复活的教训、复活的应许跟复活的兑现。
Is that there is a teaching of the resurrection, the promise and the coming true of the resurrection.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有关于复活观念最先的一个启示。
The earliest revelation of resurrection.
乃是在亚伯拉罕的信仰里面表现出来。
Was seen in the faith of Abraham.
而旧约里面虽然没有记载。
Although the Old Testament doesn't explicitly tell us.
对旧约解释的时候提出来。
But it is seen when the New Testament explained the Old.
亚伯拉罕信仰中间的复活观念是什么呢？
What is this concept of resurrection for Abraham?
上帝说你要把你的独生子杀死献给我的时候。
When God demanded that he sacrifice his only son.
亚伯拉罕没有跟妻子商量，就把以撒带到摩利亚的山上去。
Abraham did not discuss with the wife and he took Isaac to Mount Moriah.
他把柴、把火、把绳子、把油都带上去。
He took on all the things that are prepared for a sacrifice.
但是呢，他没有带一个祭牲去献祭。
But he did not bring the animal for sacrifice.
这个年轻的以撒就问他说：“爸爸，什么都有了。”但是那献祭的羊在哪里呢？
And Isaac asked the father, everything is ready but the animal for sacrifice.
这件事情没有人知道，只有亚伯兰知道。但他不能说，哎呀，我就是要把你抓来献祭的。
Abraham knew the truth but he did not tell the son.
所以他的智慧给他的回答就是说，哎呀，上帝在山上必有预备。
With wisdom he answered the son, the Lord will provide.
希伯来书对这件事做的解释是什么？
The book of Hebrews explained this matter.
亚伯拉罕要把他的孩子杀死的时候，
He says that when Abraham was about to slaughter his son,
相信上帝能叫他的孩子复活。
He did it because he knew that God could resurrect the son.
我虽然把他杀死也不要紧。
And so it is all right to slaughter him.
上帝应许我的后代要从以撒出来。
For God has promised that my descendants will come forth from Isaac.
虽然以撒还没有结婚。
Although he was not married.
虽然以撒还没有生孩子。
Although he had no children then.
就在他没有结婚以前，上帝吩咐我把他杀死。
And God has commanded me to sacrifice him before he was married.
信心付诸顺从的行动，我一定要把他杀死。
Because of my faith, I will be obedient.
因为他必定从死里面复活。
He will surely be resurrected from the dead.
否则，上帝的话就没有用了。
Or the words of God will fall flat.
上帝应许就落空了。
His promises will not come true.
上帝怎么会说一句落空的话呢？
How can God's promise ever not come true?
上帝应许怎么可能不成就呢？
How can His words not come true?
信心之父亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, the father of faith.
他坚信要我杀死孩子的是上帝，要使我的孩子有后代的是上帝。他一定在我杀他以后使他复活。
Firmly believe that since God has commanded and promised that Isaac will have his descendants.
圣经里面的是复活观念的含义。
For the first time, the Bible tells us about resurrection.
但是呢，摩西五经里面完全没有解释。
But it is not explained in the Mosaic laws.
是我们只有到了希伯来书，我们才看清楚亚伯拉罕的信心到了这个地步。
We get the explanation only when we reach the book of Hebrews.
除了希伯来书的作者这样解释以外，
Other than the author of Hebrews,
保罗在罗马书第十章告诉我们，
The apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 10,
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝，
The God that Abraham believed in
是叫死人复活的上帝。
Is a God that resurrects life.
是从无变有的上帝。
The God that makes something out of nothing.
是已经死的再回生的上帝，是复活人生命的上帝。
This is a God that gives us new life again.
是无变有的上帝，是创造万有的上帝。
The God that makes something out of nothingness is a God that creates all things.
所以这样保罗在这一节的圣经里面就把亚伯兰信仰两大内涵指出来了。
The Apostle Paul then shows the two important aspects of the faith of Abraham.
这也是上帝工作的两大范围。
These are the two important areas of the work of God.
上帝做的工作是怎样的工作呢？
What sort of work does God do?
一个工作就是创造之工。
The first one is creation.
第二个工作就是救赎之工。
The second one is salvation.
然后上帝有第三个工作，就是为了要把这两个工作显明给人知道。
And the third work is to show these two works.
上帝的第三个工作就是启示之工。
The third work will be revelation.
上帝借着启示告诉人，他曾经做过创造，也曾经预备救赎。
Through his revelation, he shows us that he created and also prepared salvation.
亚伯拉罕的信仰已经很清楚。牵涉到上帝的两大工作。
The faith of Abraham is about these two areas of God's work.
亚伯兰相信上帝是创造的上帝。
Abraham believed that God is the creator.
从哪一句话看出来的？
From where do we know this?
他实无变有。
Because he makes something out of nothingness.
这就是拉丁文里面 creatio ex nihilo 的意思。
In Latin is creatio ex nihilo. 亚伯兰
信了上帝做的第二个什么工作呢？
And then through Abraham, God did the second work.
救赎的上帝。
To show us that he's a God of salvation.
因为他能起死回生。
He can resurrect the dead.
那么亚伯兰在他活在世界上的时候，凭着什么相信上帝使人起死回生？
When Abraham was alive, how did he believe in this?
又借着什么我们知道亚伯兰信的上帝实无变有呢？
And through what do we know that Abraham believed that God makes something out of nothing?
就是两大事迹。
From two incidents.
第一个事迹就是生以撒的事情。
The first one is the birth of Isaac.
他早知道他已经不能生孩子。
He knew that he could not have children.
他早知道他的太太已经停经了。
And he knew that his wife has gone through menstruation.
就在亚伯兰99岁的时候。
But when he was 99,
上帝对他说，
God said to him,
你明年这个时候你要做父亲了。
Next year, this time you will be a father.
你要生一个孩子。
You will have a son.
对亚伯兰来说，这句话是很好笑的事。
To Abraham, it's a very funny thing.
因为他已经衰老。
Because he was old,
他的太太已经停止生育的可能，
and the wife was no longer fertile.
亚伯兰一点没有感到好笑，
but he did not find this to be strange.
他的信心告诉他，上帝没有难成的事情。
In faith, he knows there's nothing impossible for God.
亚伯兰就愿意上帝的旨意成就。
And so he was willing that the will of God be done.
他的太太撒拉在后面暗暗的笑。
It was the wife that broke into laughter.
天使就问撒拉说：“你为什么笑？”
And the angel asked, "Why did you laugh?"
撒拉在惧怕的时候回答说：“我没有笑。”
And Sarah was afraid and denied it.
天使双着的回答：“你实在笑了。”
The angel said, "You did."
我告诉你，耶和华没有难成的事情。
I tell you, nothing is impossible for God.
这样，以撒就在第二年生出来。
And Isaac was born in the second year.
这是一个很重要的经历，就是上帝使无变有。
This was an important experience in that God made something out of nothing.
是印证了亚伯兰所信的上帝是创造万有的上帝。
He affirmed that God of Abraham was the creator.
那第二件的事情是什么事情呢？
The second incident.
就是以撒被献上要先杀死的这件事情。
Was this incident of the sacrifice of Isaac.
所以上帝能起死回生吗？
Can God resurrect the dead?
上帝没有办法叫死人复活。
If God cannot resurrect the dead,
亚伯拉一定舍不得把自己的独生子把他杀死。
Abraham would not want to kill his son.
当亚伯拉罕愿意把自己的独生子杀死的时候，
when he was willing to sacrifice Isaac,
这表示他心里面的信仰清楚知道上帝是叫人复活的上帝。
It means that in his heart he knows for sure that God will resurrect.
所以亚伯拉罕信仰的两大内涵。
These are the two important essence of his faith.
信一个创造主。
He believed in the Creator.
他信一个生命主。
He believed in the Lord of life.
他信一个死无变有的主。
He believed in the Lord that will make something out of nothingness.
信一个起死回生的上帝。
And a God that will resurrect the dead.
这本书跟所有圣经所有宗教的 经书是完全不一样的。
And so this Bible is completely different from all scriptures.
因为只有这本书是生命之道。
Only this word, this book is the word of life.
只有这本书是从生命的源头，上帝那里启示下来。
Only this book comes from the source of life, God Himself.
只有这本书应许永生。
And so only this book will promise eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经里面有关于复活的第二个最重要的观念是什么呢？
The second most important concept of resurrection.
那是约伯记十九章二十五节。
Is seen in Job chapter 19, verse 25.
约伯在受苦的时候。
When Job was suffering,
他的信仰绝对不肯妥协。
He would not compromise his faith.
虽然他满身伤残。
Although he had sores all over his body.
产业完全破产。
Although all his properties were lost.
虽然他的孩子死光了。
Although all his children were lost.
虽然他的妻子嗤笑他与上帝的关系。
Although the wife despised him for his relationship with God.
虽然他的朋友辱骂他因为犯罪而受刑罚。
Although his friends said that he had sinned and was punished.
但是这个约伯绝对不妥协。
But he would not compromise.
他在最痛苦的时候讲出一句伟大的话语。
And then in the midst of his suffering, he said,
我知我的救赎主活着。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
末了他必站在地上。
And in the end, he will stand upon the earth.
他要审判全世界。
He will judge the whole world.
他说，当我的皮肉灭绝之后。
After my skin has been destroyed.
必在肉身之外的见他。
Yet in my flesh, I will see God.
这节圣经太伟大。
This is a great verse.
没有宗教家可以看到这么清楚。
No religious leader could have seen this.
我是一个会死的人。
That I'm a person that will die.
我的皮会散，我的肉会消。
That my skin and my physical body will disappear.
我的皮肉会灭绝。
It will be destroyed.
但是我的皮肉会灭绝，不等于我没有盼望。
It doesn't mean then that I have no hope.
我愿意为救赎主。
Because I have a Redeemer.
这个信仰跟亚伯兰信仰一样的。
This faith is the same as that of Abraham.
不同的地方是亚伯兰时代，摩西没有加以注释。
At that time, Moses did not talk in detail about this.
保罗跟希伯来书的作者在新约所加的注释。
It was Paul and the apostle and the author of Hebrews that explained this.
但是约伯不是的。
But not Job.
他自己讲出来的。
He himself proclaimed
this. 他讲的救赎的问题。
He talked about salvation.
他讲的身体的灭亡的问题。
He talked about destruction of the body.
他讲的超过身体的存在的问题。
He talked about existence beyond the body.
然后他讲什么话？
And then he said,
在我皮肉灭绝之后。
After my skin has been destroyed,
我必在我肉身之外看见上帝。
Yet in my flesh I will see God.
这句话的很合逻辑。
This verse is very logical.
因为我皮肉灭绝之后，
After my skin has been destroyed,
我身体已经死了。
My body is dead.
我还存在。
But I still exist.
我可以在身体之外的灵魂存在，看见我的上帝。
And I can see God in my spirit.
这个很明白。
It's easy to understand.
很清楚了解。
Very clear.
这些圣经偏偏在 King James Version 英文的翻译里面完全反过来。
But in the English translation, it's the other way around.
King James Version 翻译什么呢？
The King James Version.
他们在我皮肉灭绝之后。
After my skin has been destroyed.
并在肉身之内的见上。
In my flesh, I will see God.
不是 out of my flesh.
不是在肉身外面。
It's beyond this physical body.
不是在这个肉体的外面。
I will see Him in my flesh.
而是在肉体里面会看到。
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他说我看见上帝，要用新的眼睛。用新的身体，在我身体里面，我亲眼看见上帝。
It means that I will see God with a new pair of eyes, a new body to see Him.
今天你能看，因为你有眼睛。
You can see today because you have a pair of eyes.
当你的眼睛坏了，你就不能看。
When your eyes are destroyed, you cannot see.
约伯说 ，I will see Him in my flesh.
但是在我的肉体之内，我就看到他。用我自己的眼睛。
那表示什么呢
？What does this mean?
新的肉体赐给他。
It means he have a new body.
新的眼睛赐给他。
New pair of eyes.
那是什么身体呢
？What sort of body is this?
复活的身体。
The resurrected body.
所以按记载而论。
And based on the recording,
约伯记是最新记载复活观念的一本书。
The book of Job first recorded about resurrection.
按信仰而论。
Based on faith,
亚伯兰是真正对神能使人复活有信仰的第一个人。
Abraham was the first person that believed in the resurrection.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
新约讲复活不是创造一个新的名词。
When the New Testament talk about the resurrection, it is not a new term.
新约谈的复活。 根本不是个新的宗教观念。
It was not a new religious concept.
为了预备新约真理的启示。
In order to prepare the revelation of the truth in the New Testament.
旧约的伟人的信仰里面已经蕴藏了这一种要素。
The great men of faith already had these experiences in their faith.
当伊利亚跟伊利莎的时候。
When he reached Elijah and Elisha.
上帝只给他们一个先知曾经使一个孩子复活的记录。
God allowed the prophet to resurrect a child.
所以以色列人就要明白什么叫做真正的复活。
And the Israelites understood a resurrection.
当以理的时候
，By the time Daniel came,
他问了末世要发生的事情，因为莫名其妙，所以问上帝那个时候怎么样呢
？He asked God what will happen in the last days.
上帝说你要先死。
God said you will first die.
你进入尘土。
You will enter into the dust.
末后你要起来。
But in the end, you will arise.
这就是上帝亲自对一个先知应许，他要复活的事情。
God personally promised the prophet that he will be resurrected.
不但如此
，Not only that.
在以赛亚书二十五章第八节告诉我
，Isaiah 25 verse 8 says，
死亡要被吞灭
，Death will be swallowed up，
直到永永远远
，For all eternity。
耶和华要擦干我们众人的眼泪
，The Lord will wipe away our tears。
上帝的生命要吞灭死亡。要使我们不在死亡的权柄下面做奴仆。
The life of God will swallow up death that we will no longer be enslaved by death.
这都是旧约圣经们对复活最伟大、最伟大的教训。
These are great teachings in the Old Testament about the resurrection.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这些观念不是人的理性可以想象的。
This concept cannot be the product of human reasoning.
这些观念不是神话里面的系统可以相比。
Nor something that comes from mythological systems.
这些观念衬托。这个观念支撑着那真正信主的人属灵的力量。
These are things that upheld the spiritual strength for all who truly believe.
我们活在新约时代的人。
We are people that live in the New Testament age.
我们圣经们看得很清楚，耶稣从死里面复活了。
From the Bible, we see clearly Jesus resurrected from the dead.
基督的复活跟所有的人的复活不同的地方。
The difference between his resurrection and others.
他不需要一个先知为已经死的他祷告，然后他才活过来。
His resurrection was not the result of some prophet's prayer.
以利亚先祷告。杀了他宝贝的孩子才复活。
Elijah first prayed, and then the child of the widow Zarephath was resurrected.
伊丽莎先祷告，苏念妇女的孩子才复活。
Elisha has to pray first, and then the son of the woman in Sunem was resurrected.
耶稣基督叫三个人复活的时候，他没有在这以前为他们先祷告。
But when Jesus Christ resurrected three persons, he did not pray for them first.
他说：“上帝啊，求你叫这个那阴沉寡妇的孩子。”
He did not say, "Oh God, resurrect this widow of Nain, the son."
他就说：“上帝啊，听我的祷告，我现在要叫雅鲁少孝顺的女孩从死里活过来。”
Oh God, listen to me, that I resurrect this daughter of Jairus.
耶稣没有说：“上帝啊，使我有能力，我要叫已经死了四天的拉撒路活过来。”
Or that God give me strength that I may resurrect Lazarus who has been dead.
耶稣医治这三个人的时候。
When Jesus resurrected them,
啊，这就是大力大公义，这个小孩就起来了。
He commanded directly, and the child was resurrected.
啊，这就是说少年人，我吩咐你起来，这个少年人就起来了。
And he said, "Young man, I command you to arise." And he
arose. 耶稣基督说，拉撒路出来，死了四天，埋葬在坟墓里面的拉撒路就走动出来了。
And he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And although he was dead for 4 days, he came forth.
为什么
？Why?
为什么以利亚要祷告
？Why did Elijah pray first?
以利亚是人，不是神。
Because Elijah was a man.
所以以利亚向神求恩。
So he need to call upon God.
为什么以利沙要先祷告
？What about Elijah?
因为以利沙是先知，不是上帝。
He was a prophet, not God.
所以他要求上帝显出他的大能。
He need to call God upon His power.
为什么耶稣不祷告？
But what about Jesus?
耶稣本身是神。
He is God himself.
有神性。
He is divine.
上帝的身份吩咐人从死里复活，人就复活了。
As God, He commanded the resurrection, and it was done.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们看清这些奥秘。
When we are clear about this mystery,
我们清楚明白圣经这些记载。
We are clear about this biblical recording.
那我们就知道，耶稣基督复活以前，也没有人需要在他的坟墓面前为他祷告。
We will know that Jesus' resurrection is not a result of prayer.
第三天的时候
On the third day,
他从坟墓里面出来的时候
When he came forth from his grave,
当时没有人为他祷告
No one prayed for him.
他自己用他的大能从死里复活显明 他是上帝的儿子。
By his own power, he was resurrected to show us he is indeed the Son of God.
从人性来说，我们可以说上帝使耶稣复活。
Humanly speaking, we say that God resurrected Christ.
从人性来说，我们可以说圣灵的复活大能在他的身上。
Humanly speaking, we say the power of the Holy Spirit was upon him.
但是从神性来说
，But from the divine angle,
耶稣基督是生命的主。
Jesus Christ is the Lord of life.
耶稣基督是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
照他自己就说 ，I am the life and I am the resurrection.
所以他说我是生命，我是复活。
这文翻译成生命在我，复活也在我，这翻译不是太恰当。
The translation in Chinese is not too appropriate.
我应该翻译说我就是生命，我就是复活。
I am the life and the resurrection.
耶稣基督从死里面复活了。
And he was resurrected.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那我们读的圣经这一段有什么特点，你知道吗？
What's so special about the passage we have just read?
这段圣经里面提到了若是全本圣经里面最多的一次。
This passage contains the word but a lot more than many other passages.
在第十四节里面，在第十七节里面，在第十九节里面，有三个最重要的如果。
In verse 14, 17, 18, 19,
如果耶稣没有复活
，If the Lord is not resurrected,
我们所传的是枉然。
Then what we preach is in vain.
你们所信的也是枉然。
And what you believe is in vain.
第十七节，如果耶稣没有复活。
In verse 17, if Christ has not been raised,
你们所信的是徒然的，你们还在最终。
Your faith is futile and you're still in your sins.
第十九节又说
，Verse 19,
如果耶稣没复活
，If only for this life,
我们指望只在今生。
We have hope in Christ.
那我们就比众人更可怜了。
We are to be pitied more than all men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗在这里要讲的是什么？
What is the apostle Paul trying to say?
你们所谓的如果根本不存在。
All these ifs do not exist.
如果耶稣不复活。
If Jesus was not resurrected.
如果耶稣不复活。
If Jesus was not resurrected.
你在讲什么？
What are you talking about?
已经复活了。
He is risen.
如果耶稣没有复活的话。
If he is not resurrected.
那我们不必传道。
Then we don't have to preach.
如果耶稣不复活的话。
If Jesus was not resurrected.
我们不必相信他。
We do not need to believe in him.
如果耶稣没有复活的话。
If Jesus is not raised.
自欺欺人的害群之马。
We are people that fool ourselves and others.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，If Jesus is not risen,
我们今天根本没办法脱离罪恶。
We cannot escape from that sin.
我们的最终灭亡。
And we will perish in our sin.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，If Jesus is not risen,
我们的今生在来生是没有盼望的。
We have hope only in this life and not the next.
我们就比众人更可怜。
We are to be more pitied than others.
为什么说基督徒如果耶稣没有复活，就比世界上所有的人更可怜
？Why will Christians be more pitied than all men?
因为别的人因为不信耶稣，他们还享受政治的自由。
There are people that do not believe in Jesus Christ and still have political freedom.
但是我们这些在罗马帝国之下信耶稣的人，一个一个被杀死。
But those of us who believe in Jesus Christ under the Roman Empire are persecuted.
何必我们就是这样可怜的人
？Why will we suffer in this way?
基督徒受羞辱。
For Christians to be humiliated.
基督徒受诽谤。
For them to be despised.
基督徒受欺压。
For them to be persecuted.
基督徒受定罪。
For them to be judged.
基督徒被逼迫。
For Christians to be oppressed.
基督徒被消灭。
For Christians to be destroyed.
这是世界上最可怜的人。
These are the most pitiful people.
那为什么基督徒受这些可怜的这些遭遇呢
？Why would they suffer in this manner？
是因为我们信耶稣是主。
Because we believe Jesus is Lord.
我们信耶稣是救主。
We believe He's our Savior.
我们信耶稣复活。
We believe in His resurrection.
但是你信归你信，如果他根本没有复活，你信的是没有用的。
If you believe in His resurrection, but He did not rise, then it's useless.
你自己找苦吃。
You have found problem for yourself.
所以说，我们如果信基督，我们的今生有盼望，我们就比众人更可怜。
So the apostle Paul says, if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than most men.
保罗讲了这句话以后1900年
1900 years after he said this.
当代的哲学家讲一句差不多相同的话。
An important Danish philosopher said.
他说我们的盼望如果只在今生，没有向永恒发出去。我们就是很可怜的人。
He said that if our hope is confined in this life and not towards eternity, we are to be pitied.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
希克国没有讲这句话以前。
Before Kierkegaard said this.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章早就讲了。
The Apostle Paul already tells us in 1 Corinthians 15.
我们的盼望不是今生的。
Our hope is not confined in this life.
盼望是永生的。
but in eternal life.
我们的盼望不是暂时的。
Our hope is not temporal.
盼望是永永远远。
But for all eternity.
这个盼望从哪里来？
Where did this hope come from?
这个盼望就从耶稣基督的复活来。
It came from the resurrection of Christ.
这样说来，
in this manner.
基督的复活是成为我们盼望的保证。
The resurrection of Christ becomes the guarantee of our faith.
基督的复活是我们盼望的肯定。
It is an affirmation of our hope.
基督的盼望成为我们信仰的一个基础。
It becomes the foundation of our faith.
我们信一位死而复活的主。
We believe in the Lord risen from the dead.
我们的信仰就保在着永恒的盼望里面。
And our faith will project us into eternity.
为什么基督的死是这么重要？
Why was the death of Christ so important?
为什么基督的复活是这么重要？
Why was his resurrection so important?
基督的死跟基督的复活都是历史事件。
Both the death and resurrection were historical facts.
而在这历史中间最需要的就是盼望。
And we need hope most in history.
耶稣基督进到历史中间。
Jesus entered into the history of man.
历史他进到死与复活的经历里面。
Via history, he entered into death and the resurrection.
但是他借着历史用他的生命战胜了死亡。
Through history, he has victory over death.
把人在信仰他的中间呢，从历史的捆绑释放出来。
And he break us free from the constraint of history.
使我们与他进到永远的盼望的里面。
That we may enter into eternal hope with him.
基督的死在历史上的发生是很重要的事情。
Therefore, the historical death of Jesus is very important.
十多岁的时候，每个礼拜念使徒信经，我就很生气。
When I was young and I read the Apostles' Creed, I feel fed up with it.
我很生气，也很妒忌，为什么一定要每个礼拜念比拉多的名字一次？
Because I was envious that Pontius Pilate's name was recited every week.
这个王八蛋
This
病我主耶稣罪的，我要念他名字做什么？
This person that judged my Lord Jesus Christ, why would I recite his name?
我每次念耶稣基督，还要念比拉多。
Every time I read about Jesus Christ, I have to recite Pontius Pilate.
非常不甘愿。
I am not willing.
他凭什么资格叫每一个基督徒每个礼拜念他名字一次？
Why was he qualified to have his name recited by all Christians?
我不明白。
I do not understand.
后来我发现，全世界的人只有两个人的名字在耶稣基督受难的时候跟耶稣基督降生的时候被记载下来。
There are two persons whose name has been recorded in the birth and the suffering of Christ.
耶稣基督从真理玛利亚所生。
That Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary.
耶稣基督在比拉多手下受难。
And suffered under Pontius Pilate.
一个是义人。
One is a righteous person.
一个是罪人。
One a sinner.
一个是蒙悦纳的人。
One pleased by God.
一个是抵挡上帝。
One opposed God.
当我念玛利亚的名字，我很甘愿。
I was willing to recite the name of Mary.
我念比拉多，我很想打他一巴掌。
Pontius Pilate, I was not willing.
那为什么使徒行传、使徒信经一定要把这人名记下来？
But why would the Apostles' Creed record these two names?
这是神很伟大的一个原则。
Because it contains the great principle of God.
上帝的救赎虽然是永恒中间预备。
The salvation of God, although it was prepared in eternity.
上帝的救赎是在历史中间成全的。
But it was accomplished in history.
基督的死不是凭空的想象。
The death of Christ is not a figment of imagination.
基督的复活不是神话系统里面猜想。
Nor was his resurrection part of mythology.
基督的死，基督的复活。
His death and his resurrection.
历史事件。
Were historical facts.
可查的事件。
Things that you couldn't trace.
真正发生的事件。
Things that actually happened.
时空中间发生的事件。
Things that happened in time space.
所以记载他生的时候是由童贞女而生。
So it was recorded that he was born of the Virgin Mary.
记载他死的时候在比拉多手下受难。
And suffered under Pontius Pilate.
这是基督教信仰跟其他宗教信仰不同的地方。
This is the difference between Christianity and all faith.
我们信上帝，回教不也信上帝吗？
We believe in God, so does the Muslim.
我们信上帝创造，他不也信上帝创造？
We believe in God creating, so do they.
我们信上帝管理万有，他也不信，他岂不也是信上帝管理万有？
We believe in the providence of God, so do they.
我们信上帝有怜悯有慈爱，难道他不信上帝有怜悯有慈爱？
We believe in the merciful God, so do the Muslims.
但不同的地方在哪里呢？
The difference is,
他们的上帝是没有赐下救主到人间的上帝。
That God did not send a savior.
我们的上帝是以人类的历史 发生关系的上帝。
But what God has a relationship with the history of mankind.
上帝和神的观念完全是对圣经旧约的抄袭。
They are understanding of the one God comes from the Old Testament.
他们跟历史的基督的这种信仰是完全不一样。
But they are not related to the historical Jesus Christ.
他们相信历史上有很多的先知，最大的六个，其中的一个，第五个。
They believe that there are important prophets, six of them, and Jesus is the fifth.
最大最大的最后的先知不是耶稣，是摩罕默德。
But the last and greatest prophet is Muhammad.
这些人跟从前的先知一样，是人蒙上帝拣选就变成上帝的仆人。
Like all prophets of the past, they have been selected by God to become His servants.
基督教的信仰不是如此。
But this is not what Christianity is about.
基督教的信仰超过所有先知。有一位是直接从上帝的宝座降到人间的。
Christianity surpasses all prophets in that one came directly from God.
我们信仰是超历史的主，在历史中间行事的上帝。
We believe that Christ who transcends history came to earth.
我们相信的上帝是在历史中间行事，把人救脱历史，回归永恒的上帝。
The God that we believe in is the God that moved in the history of mankind to save us back to Him.
使徒信经要记载，耶稣是在圣灵甘露之下，从圣母玛利亚生下来。
So the Apostles' Creed record that Jesus Christ was born of the Holy Spirit.
使徒信经照样一定要写，是上帝血口之下，他的儿子在比拉多手下受难。
And it is recorded in the Apostles' Creed that he suffered under Pontius Pilate.
这样，这位进入历史的人
，So this person that entered into history，
原来是从历史之外的神。
Is a God that came beyond history.
访问人间。
He has visited us.
把天上的恩带到世界上来。
To bring the grace of heaven to the earth.
道成肉身。
The Word became flesh.
Down to earth.
进入我们的世界里。
耶稣基督降世救人。
This is Jesus Christ coming to save us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这位基督到世界上来做什么呢？
Why was this Christ on earth?
就是在历史中间成全永恒的旨意。
He was here to finish the eternal will of God in history.
上帝创造的时候。
When God created.
上帝最先造时间跟空间。
He first created time and space.
然后再把其他受造物放在时空的永距里面，让他们有暂时的存在。
And he placed the creatures in time space for a temporary existence.
时间是我们的产业。
So time becomes our inheritance.
空间成我们的 property。我们的产业
and space is our property.
那我们就在这个基本的产业里面建立了我们存在的方位。
And in this property, we exist.
但是我们移动的时候
and when we move,
我们一定要改变方位。
Our position will change.
当我们动的时候
when we move,
我们一定要使用时间。
We must have used time.
所以时间成了物质存在移动的必须。
And time become a necessity for material existence.
移动成了空间的转动。
And when we move, the space will move.
我们位分的转移。
Our status will move.
但是人在暂时的中间呢。
But we are in a temporal world.
需要盼望。
We need hope.
所以这样就需要一个暂时跟永恒之间的关联。
So we need a link between the temporal world and eternity.
这个关联到底在哪一个接触点里面产生出来的？
Where was this continuity?
这是一个时间。
This is time.
有开始，有结束。
There is beginning and the end.
时间的开始，因为上帝的创造。
The beginning of time came because God created.
时间的结束，因为最后的审判。
The end of time comes when judgment comes.
时间进行的时候
，when time progresses，
就成为一条受造的这个时空的工具的这条线。
It becomes a line in time space.
那么时间的开始的一点是神开始的。
The beginning point of time started with God.
时间的结束点是神结束的。
Ending point of time ends with God.
上帝是历史的创造跟结束者。
God is the creator and the one who will end time.
上帝在时间的开头以前就存在。
God existed before the beginning of time.
上帝在时间的结束以后还存在。
And God will exist after the end of time.
上帝是时间起点跟终点的掌握者。
He is the one that holds the beginning and the end of time.
上帝说 I am the beginning and I am the ending.
我是起初的也是末后的。
耶稣基督说 I am the Alpha, I am the Omega.
我是 Alpha 也是 Omega.
这是很伟大的超然的上帝所讲的话。
This is words that's spoken by a great God.
这两面中间
within these two points,
还有一个大点。
There is another point. This is the center focus of history. It is incarnation point. The point of the incarnation. Dear friends, let us not only learn about human history. From the Bible, let us have the wisdom to understand history. There is a beginning. There is a beginning and an end, but a true focal point. The whole focal point held up the whole history structure. It holds up the entire existence of history. You cannot find another focal point. There's only one point. The central focal of history. The foundation of existence. The Bible says that you hold up all things with your almighty word. What is this almighty word? It is Jesus Christ. Because he is the power of God. Jesus Christ is the cause of creation. He is the media for creation. He himself is the creator. Through his word, he created all things. And this word is God. And when this word became flesh, he became the point. Other than the beginning and the end, there is one temporal point. This is a point of intervention that God has come to the world.
So the vertical line meet with the horizontal line and to create encounter.
在这个点里面我们以上帝见面, at this point,
contacting point
is a point where we contact.
Intervention point
是上帝与我们同在的第六点,
point of eternal hope
是有永恒盼望之点,
point of reconciliation
是我们与上帝和好之点,
这一点太重要,
this is very important.
这个点里面是这个两件其他的事而成群的,
this point is made possible by two other things.
Crucifixion point and resurrection point.
就是十字架与复活,
就是基督受死的观点, 基督教受死的这个基观点, 以及基督复活的这个中枢点,
the moment of suffering and also the moment of resurrection.
基督的死是历史上的,
the death of Christ was historical.
基督的复活是在历史上发生的,
his resurrection was historical.
基督的死与复活是历史上最重要的历史时刻,
the death and resurrection is the most important historical event.
时间从起点到终点, 所有的性质是叫做 chronos, mechanical function.
And time moved by in a chronological manner.
但是当上帝到人间与人接触的时候,
but when God come and is in contact with us,
那一天是有永恒意义的,
that moment has eternal significance. It has eternal value.
那一天的 function 不是 chronological, 不是 mechanical function.
It is not a mechanical function only.
那是 meaningful, 那是 contacting eternity, 那是 kairos. 它不是 chronos,
它是有意义的，它使我们与永恒接连起来。
所以加拉太书第四章的直到时候满足, 它就降生在地上, 降生在女人的下面, 降生在律法以下。
Galatians chapter 4 says, when the time is up, he came on earth born of a woman under the law.
When the time is up,
但时间到的时候,
那里用的希腊文不是 chronos, 是 kairos.
The Greek word was kairos.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
永不重复的,
it is something that will not be
repeated,
not turn around.
绝对与其他的时间不一样,
completely unique.
可是有永恒意义与永恒有关联的时间,
something that is related to eternity.
Christ's incarnation is a kairos.
上帝道成肉身是 kairos.
Crucifixion is a kairos.
基督的受死也是 kairos.
Christ's resurrection is kairos.
基督的复活更是 kairos.
所以永恒的神与暂时的人接触了,
the eternal God has contact point with the born man.
透过谁?
Through whom?
透过基督,
through Christ.
这个接连,
this connection
是中保性功用的接连,
has function of the intermediary.
这个时,
this death
就变成代替性的一个建立
becomes a death of appropriation.
这个复活
this resurrection
成了一个复兴，成了一个复生，把新生命赐下来的一个典范。
Becomes a point where a new life is given to us.
所以复活节是非常重要的。
And so Easter is very important.
我常常感到我的舌头不够，足够把我要表达的告诉你。
I often feel that I am not able to express it fully.
所以我尽可能表达的清楚。
So I try my best to explain clearly.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
保罗说，基督如果没有复活
，The apostle Paul says, if Christ is not resurrected,
那你们信的是空的。
What they believe is empty.
我们传的也没有用。
Our preaching is useless.
基督没有复活。
If Christ is not risen,
信仰都是没有用的。
The entire faith is useless.
我们的信仰是在暂时中间真正接触永恒的关联。
Our faith has contact with eternity in a temporal world.
所有的重要的信仰是不一样的。
This is where it differs from all other faith.
希腊 Olympus 山上的神都是想象的。
All the gods on Mount Olympus in Greek mythology are figments of imagination.
基督教圣经里面道成肉身的神是实际。
But God become flesh is something that was real.
中国人相信的观音是想象。
The Chinese believe in 观音 and it's a figment of imagination.
观音娘娘送子来。
观音 will give us children.
观音娘娘大慈悲。
Was very merciful.
要想成她是个女的，就很慈悲的。那么她可以送孩子来，那心里得到很大的怜悯，得到很大的满足，因为她是女的。原来观音是男的。
You will imagine there is a woman very gentle, very merciful, but originally he was a man.
印度是观音的发源地。
India is where 观音 came from.
印度文里面观音是用男性的，不是用女性的名字。
And the word used was masculine.
印度还有三座观音庙都是有胡须的。
And there are three 观音 temple with either with this whiskers.
所以中国人拜观音拜的天花乱坠。
And the Chinese are worshiping 观音 all the time.
根本不叫他这个想象一个慈悲的上帝肯照顾他。
But it is a figment of imagination of a merciful God.
未曾在历史前见。
He has never existed in history.
许多世界的宗教都是凭着堕落的宗教性想象出来的神明。
Many religions of the world are figments of the fallen reasoning and power imagination.
是敬拜的对象。
And they have objects of worship from imagination.
不是如此。
This is not the case for God.
进入历史。
Christ entered into history.
突破历史。
He had a breakthrough in history.
进入在历史中间。
He was in history.
受定罪。
He was judged.
成全救恩。
He finished our salvation. He died.
真正从死里复活。
And truly he was resurrected.
拯救在历史中间凡被捆绑的人。
To save all who have been bound in history.
把我们带到永恒中
心。He brings us into eternity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我用历史把人类分成三种。
In history, I think there are three segregation of humanity.
最低级的人。
The first group are the most despicable.
就是承继历史的人。
People who inherit history.
就在历史传统之下活着的人。
People who live under history.
许多许多人。
Most people,
可能百分之九十九是这样的人。
Perhaps 99% of all humanity.
这是普通人。
These are common people.
承继历史。
They just take history.
传接历史。
And just receive it.
照着历史的严格活下去的。
And live along history.
我的祖宗是这样的，我也这样。
My ancestors did this, so would I.
他们是吃这种东西，我也吃这个。
They eat this sort of food, so would I.
让我在历史中间找到我的一些身份。
I will find some identity in my history.
在历史中间建立我生活的习惯。
And to establish my habits of life.
在历史中间，我看见我存在的价值。
In history, I see the value of my own existence.
历史是身份的基础。
And history becomes an identity for me.
当你问中国人的历史的时候。
When you ask the Chinese about history,
从这个五千年杨少文化、龙山文化，一直谈到黄帝，谈到三国演义，谈到春秋战国，把一大堆历史告诉你，然后他说我是中国人，他很骄傲。
He will tell you that they have 5,000 years worth of history, and I'm a Chinese and proud of it.
他问新加坡人，问来问去，1965才刚刚独立，就40年，没有什么好谈的。
You ask Singaporeans, the history is too short to talk about.
所以这不能或者留着中国人血统。中文讲不清楚
because of that they cannot even speak good Chinese
给你有自由也不懂得学中文
the more freedom you have the less you learn Chinese
马来西亚越讲中国人中国人越勇敢每一个马来西亚的华人不会写都讲很好的中文
in Malaysia they have oppression and yet they learn their Chinese
为什么呢
better. Why?
因为呢 history create identity
因为历史创造我们的这个自私跟身份
A man who lost history will sure lost his identity.
失掉历史的人就会失掉自己的身份。
这是你要注意听的话。
This is something you need to take note of.
A man who lost history lost his identity.
失掉历史就会失掉我们的身份。
A man who lost the present, he lost his hope.
失去现在的人就会失去他的希望。
Sorry, a man who lost now lost present, he lost his value of existence.
如果他失掉现在，他就会失掉他存在的意义。
But a man who lost hope, who lost future, you never get hope.
但是如果你失掉你的未来，你就会失掉希望。
所以呢，这是第一种人。
So this is the first type.
第二种人。
The second type of humanity.
不愿意跟着历史潮流走的人。
Is not willing to float with history.
他开始想历史是什么。
So he was about to think, what is history?
怎样明白历史？
How can I understand history?
历史有没有规条？
Are there rules and regulations?
所以规条的原则里面
What are the principles?
我可以领受怎么样的智慧
What sort of wisdom can I derive from it?
我可以学习怎么样的教训
What can I learn from it?
所以这个是第二种人 Analyzer of history
这是历史的分析者
不是 inherit history
他们不是承受历史而已
Analyze history
但是他们分析历史
research the history
他们去找历史
study the history
研究历史
当他们研究历史的时候
when they study
他发现历史有原理的
they discover there are principles
历史像有机的进程一样的
that history seems to be organic
很多的关联是互相有关系
that they are organic links
所以我告诉你
so I tell you this
除了上帝
other than God
基督
other than Christ
除了圣灵
other than Holy Spirit
除了圣经
Other than the Bible,
先知使徒
other than the prophets and apostles,
历代伟人
other than the greats in history,
宗教的领袖以外
other than cultural and religious leaders,
历史是人类最伟大的导师
history is the greatest teacher of humanity,
一个聪明的人
a smart person,
不能跟着潮流走
will not float with the time,
在历史中间吸收智慧领受教训
he will learn the lessons from history,
这样够不够呢
is this enough,
不够
not enough,
第三件更大的事情
The third most important thing,
最高级的人
those who are most able,
创造新历史一页的人
will create a new page in history.
他是把历史转动方向的。
He is a person that will turn the page of history.
一种人扣分可能有 99%。
Perhaps 99% of humanity belongs to the first five.
可能只有几十万分之一。
The second one may be a small percentage.
第三种人可能几百年才出现一个。
The third person may appear once in a few centuries.
这些人才是真正的领袖。
These are true leaders.
我对行政，对这个组织没有太大的兴趣。
I don't have too much interest in administration or organization.
Academic study 也没有太大的尊重。
Nor do I honor academic studies too much.
这些都是照着原有的东西继续发挥那个传统而已。
Because these things are things that continue the tradition.
谁是领袖？
Who are the leaders?
是不是挂了一大堆徽章给人家拍照的？组织上的领袖叫做领袖。
Are they organizational leaders with lots of badges?
我的看法不一样。
I don't think so.
领袖是比别人先看见下一个时代要怎么走，然后能够把这个时代带进一个新的时代的人叫做领袖。
A leader is a person that can foretell what will happen next and bring the whole generation into the era.
这种人没有可能学校造就出来。
This cannot be the product of a school.
这种人没有可能用老师师传衣钵的态度把它传下去。
These people cannot be made possible by a teacher.
这是神给人的特别的一些恩典。
This must come from special grace of God.
看见了别人没有看见。
He can see what others cannot.
他看见了整个时代的危机。
He can see the crisis of his time.
他看见了前面可走的路向。
He can recognize the direction ahead.
他用尽力把整个他同时代的人带进。另外一个时代
and he want to bring his whole generation into the next generation
这些角度来看耶稣基督的复活
from this angle let us look at the resurrection of Christ
你明白我要讲的是什么
and you will understand what I'm saying
耶稣基督在人类历史中间
in the history of mankind
他结束了只对复活有盼望的旧约
Jesus Christ ended the Old Testament that had hope only in the resurrection
Only have hope
in the resurrection.
把整个人类带进新约复活的生命，带来新动向的时代里面。
And he brought the entire humanity into a new age where the resurrection has occurred.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣说：“我就是生命。”
Jesus Christ said, "I am the life."
耶稣说：“我就是复活。”
I am the resurrection.
耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
He says, "I am the way."
耶稣说：“ 我就是生命，就是真理。
I am the life and the truth。
耶稣还说，我就是光，凡跟从我的人就不走在黑暗里，一定进入找到生命的光。
He also said, I am the light. All who follow me will find the light of life.
相信耶稣复活。
Those who believe in the resurrection of Christ.
相信那个理想中求全的心。
It's not just believing in an idea.
相信耶稣复活。
When we believe in His resurrection.
这位率领我们进到永恒的圣的主宰，从死里复活所成就的救赎。
We are believing in the salvation that this commander of our life is bringing to us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
保罗说，基督如果没有复活。
The apostle Paul says, if Christ is not risen.
你不必信。
Then forget about believing.
信是空的。
It is all empty.
我也不必传。
I don't have to preach.
因为我们传的是突然。
We will preach in future futility.
不是如果。
It's not if.
他是真正。
Because he's truly.
不是如果没有复活。
It's not if he is not risen.
实在已经复活。
Truly he is risen.
最后我们有很短的时间。
Lastly, with a short time.
我要讲五个很重要的点。
I want to tell you five important points.
基督的复活对我们有什么意义？
What is the meaning of the resurrection of Christ?
基督的复活带来怎样的盼望？
What sort of hope did he bring?
耶稣基督从死里面复活。
Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
他来做什么呢？
For what purpose?
告诉我们，暂时世界中间所有不义的事情都不可能真正得胜。
To tell us that in the temporal world, all unrighteousness cannot have final victory.
耶稣死的时候，
When he died,
是政治最贪污的时候。
Politics was most corrupted.
是律法最不讲理的时候。
The laws were most unreasonable.
群众凭着声音大就得胜的时候。
The crowd won because their voice was louder.
死的那一天。
The day he died.
是宗教跟邪恶的政党挂钩的时候。
It is when religion come together with evil.
耶稣基督死的时候。
When he died.
军事、法律、政治、宗教、社会、人群，全部走了样。
All aspects of humanity was gone away.
所以他被钉在十字架。
So he was crucified.
今天起步的很多事情，在世界的人最伟大的文化部门都搞不清楚。
Today we see the same type of decadence everywhere.
今天有多少不公义的法庭的判决？
There are many injustices from courts.
而且因为是最高法庭，没有人再能翻案。
Because it's the Supreme Court, you cannot turn it around.
那么那些没有错被定罪的人，牙齿是谎言。永远没有盼望了吗？
Does that mean that the innocent has no hope?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus was not risen,
比拉多是永远得胜。
Then Pontius Pilate would have won.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Christ was not risen,
希律王是永远可以笑基督徒。
King Herod will continue to love the Christians.
基督没有复活，
If Christ is not risen,
罗马钉钉的权势是绝对的。
The Roman soldiers would have been right.
基督没有复活，
If Christ is not risen,
凯撒的权柄是不可挑战的。
The power of Caesar would be absolute.
但感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
这些势力。
When all these powers
向人性的耶稣夸胜的时候，
When they think they have victory over Jesus,
第三天，
The third day,
基督用他的神性把这些的势力全部相对化，全部打垮了。
With his divinity, he has absolute victory over all these powers.
这是复活在人间的给人的第一个盼望的范围。
This is the first hope that this resurrection brings.
第二个范围，
The second area.
当耶稣基督从死里面复活的时候，
When Jesus was resurrected,
他就把真正生命的意义告诉我们。
He gave us the true meaning of life.
因为这表示死亡不是我们最可怕的仇敌。
Because it tells us that death is not the most horrifying enemy.
那个仇敌在哪里？
Where is the enemy of man?
人类的仇敌在人类那里。
You say, well, it's man.
人类的仇敌就是人。
Man is our own enemy.
是吗？
Is this the case?
不是。
Not so.
圣经保罗有一句很伟大的话语。
The Apostle Paul has a great verse.
他说我们共有的最后的仇敌就是死。
He said, our common enemy is death.
Our common and final enemy is death. 因为最后我们都要死。
In the end, we will all die.
有多大的学问？
It doesn't matter how learned you are,
最后你死。
You will die.
有多大的权柄？
It doesn't matter how powerful you are, you will die.
有多少的钱财？
You may have been very rich,
最后你死。
But you will die.
所以当时来到这个 Rockefeller 的面前的时候，
When death came upon Rockefeller,
Rockefeller 说
yes. Rockefeller had to say yes.
当时来到拿破仑的面前的时候，
When death comes upon Napoleon,
拿破仑说Yes,
he would have to say yes.
当时来到毛泽东面前的时候，
When that came upon 毛泽东，
毛泽东说
Yes, he would say yes.
时来到麦及释迦牟尼的时候，
when it comes to Shakyamuni,
他说 yes.
He would have to say yes.
当十来到耶稣面前的时候
，But when it comes to Jesus Christ,
耶稣说 no.
Jesus said no.
You wait 3 days.
你要等三天。
You see what happened.
And 你看见会发生什么事情？
感谢上帝。
So I give thanks to God.
死不是最后的仇。
Death is not the final enemy.
基督徒勇敢。
Christians have to be bold.
知道死已经被耶稣打败。
Because we know Jesus had victory over death.
Amen.
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 感谢。
Thanks be to God.
这是第二样的盼望。
This is the second hope.
第三样的盼望。
The third hope.
耶稣从死里复活的时候。
When Jesus was risen.
永生的宝在我们手里。
The confidence of eternal life is with us.
不但不怕死。
Not only are we not afraid of death,
现在面向永恒发出盼望。
We face eternity with hope.
我们靠基督，如果只有在今生有盼望，我们就比众人更可怜。
We are to be pitied more than others if we only have hope in this life.
因为基督从死里复活。
But because he is risen.
这样就保证神应许的永生是真的。
It's a guarantee that the eternal life is real.
因为基督从死里复活。
Because Jesus was resurrected.
我们知道我们是面向永恒的家园走过去。
We know that we are facing the eternal home as we move along.
我们听了永生吗？
Have we heard of eternal life?
我们明白永生吗？
Do we understand it?
脑里明白了。
We understand in our mind.
我们怎么就把握我们有永生？
But do we have the confidence?
因为基督从死里复活。
We have because he is risen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
Peter 怕死。
Peter was afraid of death.
他要讲谎话。
But he lied.
我不认识这个人。
He said, I do not know this person. I swear that I do not know him.
你们讲的是谁？讲的是什么？我不知道。
I don't know what you're talking about, he said.
我根本没有见过耶稣这个人。
I've never seen Jesus.
你看，一个最大的使徒软弱到最大的地步。
The greatest apostle was so weak.
刚刚几个钟头前对着我最爱你，与你一同进天来，我也愿意。现在鸡叫两次以前，他叫三次。
Before that, he was boasting to Jesus Christ, and now he denied him.
耶稣经过眼睛慈爱的看着他。
And Jesus looked at him with compassion.
他就出去大哭。
And he went out and wailed.
为什么呢
？Why?
堂堂大使徒。
He was the greatest of the apostles.
全班的班长。
He was the monitor of the class.
比先生名叫德。现在看见个小丫头，你跟谁家的 ？No. 不要乱讲。我不认识他，为了自己怕死，变成说谎话的时候。
He denied Christ because he was afraid of death.
但是我告诉你
，But let me tell you this.
当耶稣复活以后
，After Christ was risen,
圣灵充满他
，The Holy Spirit filled him.
他在犹太的面前
，Before the Jews,
在要杀死他的面前
，In persecution,
我们所见到的
，He said what we have seen,
我们听见的
，What we have heard,
我们不能不说。
We cannot deny.
无论死不死
whether we die or not,
见证耶稣基督
I will witness Jesus Christ.
这些人都一个一个后来殉道而死
All these people died a martyr's death.
耶稣的门徒除了犹大去自杀以外
other than Judas killing himself,
雅各第一个
James was the first,
到约翰最后一个
and John was the last.
十个被杀
10 of them were slaughtered.
约翰被丢到巴摩海岛
John was exiled to Patmos.
临死不要否认耶稣基督复活。
Death did not stop them from admitting Christ.
你们有永生的盼望。
They have the confidence of eternal life.
第四样。
The fourth area.
耶稣死里复活有给我们什么盼望？
What sort of hope did Jesus give us?
我们已经有了刚才讲的那三样。
We already have the three items.
我们不怕不义的事情。
We are not afraid of unrighteousness.
我们不怕死。
We are not afraid of death.
我们有永远的盼望。
We have the confidence of eternal life.
什么呢？
What else?
第四样。
The fourth item.
我们过一个真正平静安稳的生活。
We can lead truly a life of peace.
真正做一个与神和好安息的生活。
That we have a life that is in harmony with God.
这是 human peace of spirit.
这是这个圣灵带来的平安。
我们 peace of our heart.
是我们心里的平安。
这是这个歌德到年老的时候修身养性一生，最后听贝多芬的音乐就完全丢掉的东西。
These were things that Goethe lost all his life.
这是很可惜的事。
Something very sad.
哥德年轻的时候因为失恋。
Goethe, when he was young, fell out of love.
自己不自杀，写了《少年维特的烦恼》那本书发出去，还有2000个人自杀。
And he wrote a book about his experiences, and 2000 people committed suicide.
哥德很会借刀杀人的。
He was able to kill other people in that way.
不死，把痛苦发泄在他的文学里面。
And he wrote about his pain of falling out of love in his book.
2,000
And 2,000 people read the books and they thought that they are the same. And then he started to seek for peace. He called for peace. He asked himself, how can he have peace? And he was comforted by music.
So Beethoven 死了以后,
after Beethoven died, in 1827, he invited Mendelssohn to his house. There was no recorder. He said, please, can you play the greatest music in history? And Mendelssohn started
from Palestrina, Henry Schultz, Johann Sebastian Bach, Handel, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, 一直弹下来.
And he kept playing.
弹到第五交响乐.
When he reached the fifth
symphony,
after he finished playing,
还没有完,
before he finished,
第一个 movement,
the first movement,
弹到一半,
halfway,
Gordon 跑到后面去,
Gordon went to the back.
然后要开始, stop, please stop!
And asked him to stop.
为什么呢?
Why?
我修身两次, 几十年得到了平安, 给你这一首歌全部弄掉。
He said that my peace has been broken by you.
我告诉你,
let me tell you this.
真正的平安在哪里?
Where is true peace?
在耶稣里面,
it is in Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
有四大步骤,
there are four processes.
第一个步骤,
the first one,
耶稣降生的时候,
when Jesus was born,
天使报平安,
the angels brought messages of peace.
至高之处, 有没有归给上帝?
Glory to God in the highest.
地上,
and on earth, peace upon those whom He is well pleased. Thanks be to God. Jesus brings us true peace. From His birth, when Handel wrote about this,
glory to God, glory to God in the highest.
The song moves upwards.
And peace on earth.
But when it comes to peace on earth,
and peace,
it came down with this.
他不是做, and peace on earth. 不是这样的, and peace on earth. 一个 octave.
One octave difference.
有点像, 一个 octave 下来,
one octave coming down.
就叫做 down to earth. 平安就降到地上来,
and peace came on earth.
这是第一个步骤,
the first step.
第二个步骤,
the second step.
耶稣基督自己的生活被世人敷衍,
the life of Jesus Christ itself.
劳苦担重担,
all who bear heavy burden,
到我这里来,
come to me,
我就赐你们安,
and I will give you rest.
有哪一个人本来很平安, 世界说乱七八糟,
who will go into a more haphazard life after believing in Jesus Christ?
不可能在耶稣的真理跟他的怀中领受天上的安宁。
Who among us would not have the peace that come from heaven in Jesus?
应许,
the Lord has promised,
来,
come
到我这里,
before me,
把你的烦乱,
give me your burdens,
把你的痛苦,
give me your pain,
把你的眼泪,
give me your tears,
把你的伤心白,
give me your sadness,
把你的重担交给我,
give me your burdens,
使你得出安息,
and I will give you rest.
我使你得出平安,
I will give you peace.
第三,
the third point.
耶稣死以前留下什么产业给他的门徒, 你知道吗?
What did Jesus give to his disciples before he died?
如果你爸爸死的时候,
when your father would die,
爸爸你叫到他房间,
and he would summon you,
我的财产分一半,
he said, I'll give you half my property.
另外一半给你八个兄弟,
the other half for your eight siblings.
你感谢主,这个可以,
you say, oh God, yeah, that's the right thing to do.
如果你父亲说,
if your father would say,
我要死了, 什么财产都不留给你,
I will not leave you anything.
我就留一件这个背心给你,
I only give you my clothing.
你已经很失望了,对不对?
You will be disappointed.
耶稣基督要是离开世界的时候,
before Jesus left the world,
他说什么?
He said,
我把我的平安留给你,
he said, peace I leave to you.
我所赐的平安,
the peace I give you.
不是世人所给的平安,
it's not the peace of the world.
这个世界上最奇妙的这个遗嘱,
the most amazing will,
最伟大的遗产,
the greatest property.
我把我的平安赐给你,
he said, I give you my peace.
我自己的平安,
my own peace.
我要问, 耶稣自己的平安是哪一种平安?
What sort of peace is this?
什么平安?
What sort of peace?
被定的时候,
when he was crucified,
他没有咒诅,
he did not curse.
被杀的时候,
when he was slaughtered,
没有反抗,
he did not fight back.
他没有报仇,
he did not have vengeance.
他的平安是真正的平安,
that is true peace.
那平安是不经 不跑的平安。
A peace that give him complete rest.
虽然临之而不惊，不顾加之而不怒。
Although there is great disaster around him, he was not anxious or frightened.
多大风浪不会把我吹翻。
It doesn't matter how big the storm is.
多大的凶猛不会把我吓倒。
Or how frightening the circumstances were.
多大的痛苦不使我报复。
Or how great the pain was.
这样的平安。
Such peace.
把我的平安赐。
He gave it to us.
这是第三个步骤。
This is the third.
第四个步骤是什么？
The fourth way.
当他从死里复活以后。
After he was risen.
他每一次见人讲的第一句话是什么？
Every time he meets someone, he would say,
愿你们平安。
May you have peace.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
Peace on you.
愿你有平安。
Peace be with you.
愿你有平安。
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. 他是真正的平安王。
He truly is the Prince of Peace.
诗人与父上帝和好。
That we are made peace with God.
诗人与人和好。
He enables us to have peace among ourselves.
诗人与自己和好。
He enables us to have peace with ourselves.
他使我们每个人可以叫别人与别人和好。
He enables us to be peacemaker among people.
他有诗人可以叫人与上帝和好。
And he enables us to have peace with God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是四件大的事情。
All these four important things.
基督复活。
Because of his resurrection.
不义的事。
Unrighteous things.
你不必怕。
Do not be afraid.
基督复活。
Because he is risen.
你遭遇的痛苦，你不必怕。
Do not be afraid of suffering.
基督复活。
Because he is risen.
死亡的权柄，你也不必怕。
Do not be afraid of death.
基督复活。
Because of his risen.
盼望是永恒发出去。
Your faith is upon eternity.
基督复活。
Because he's risen.
你享受真正的平安。
You can have true peace.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
这是我们从基督的复活里面领受的福分。
This is the blessing we receive from Christ.
请问。
Question is.
你相信他。
Do you believe?
你跟随他吗？
Are you a follower?
你顺从他吗？
Are you obedient to him?
支持他复活的道路。
Do you have the power of his resurrection?
愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
这是今年给你们复活的信息，复活节的信息。
The message of Easter for you.
愿上帝赐福。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.